from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saturday is set to be an epic sports day. You have week one college football, top 25 matchups, Michigan back at the Big House, and the Tigers send Tarik Skubal to the mound and send the 84 Tigers back out to celebrate 40 years since that World Series.
It's amazing.
Alan Trammell joining us. He will be there. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Good. You sound excited about the weekend. What's it mean for you, and how excited are you to get the gang back together?
Well, I'm smiling as I say this, John. I think you know quite well, but winning never gets old, and seeing your teammates never gets old as well. And so, hey, we're all older. We know how things work, but we're still big kids at heart, and the stories never get old as well. So, obviously, looking forward to it. That part, we got Tarik Skubal. You mentioned that Scoobs is pitching tomorrow as well. That should be a great night.
Does it feel like 40 years? Like, when you get together with these guys, does it feel like yesterday?
Yeah, no, it feels like yesterday. When you think about it, obviously, yeah, it has been a long time. But again, the great memories that year, we couldn't have scripted any better, guys, to be honest with you, right from the start. But it was quite the year, to be honest with you. And we're both, hey, I'm jealous of Jack and Gibby and a few others that won, you know, multiple rings, but at least we got the one. And for me, 1984 was by far the most significant year in my career.
When you think back to that season, and I'm sure it's impossible, and maybe it's, hey, the final pitch, it's the ultimate win, it's the moments that Gibby had in, you know, against the Goose. What's the memories that you think of when you think of that season?
Well, let's just kind of quickly go over the start. We started off 9-0. Then all of a sudden we were 35-5. I'm saying that right now, and that's like playing Nintendo. We were part of it. We did it. But it's still hard to imagine that we were able to go against a Major League Baseball club and start off with the best 40-game start in baseball history. And we also won 17 games in a row on the road, which is an American League record. So, again, it's just one of those things that it just doesn't happen. It wasn't a normal year. But you know what? We were able to ride that wave. The confidence that we gained with that great start just basically carried us throughout the year. And we could have beat Sparky 75, at least the mentality. Again, John, you know this quite well as an athlete, that when you have the confidence, you have to believe in yourselves, and obviously we did. So I'm going to say that, you know, that particular year we could have taken on Sparky's great, you know, mid-70s big red machine. Who knows what would have happened, but that was the mindset that we had.
First 15,000 fans in attendance getting a 1984 replica jersey presented by Bally Sports Detroit. Alan Trammell joining us this morning ahead of that celebration on Saturday. Alan, people talk about this team, young guys starting to break through. Do you see any similarities with the young core developing than that maybe you saw when you guys were first coming up prior to 84?
Well, I do, and it's not a secret. It's, you know, baseball and all teams have been trying to do the same thing since we did it and even before us. And that's building from within. And then as you get to a point where you feel like you maybe need that last piece or two, then you go out and add it. But it's always better when you can do the core from within and then, again, build around that. So I believe now, and I think Tiger fans are starting to get that feeling. And I know what happened yesterday, but that's baseball. Obviously, it's going to happen. But it's been much better of late, hasn't it? And I think that the fans like the younger players, the enthusiasm, the talent, the kind of baseball that we're playing. And I think that's just it, this is just what's going to be happening here in the future. I really believe that. And so I'm making the rounds right now. I'm coming in for one of our affiliates in Erie, and I'm coming to Detroit for the weekend. But I'm looking forward to seeing the Tigers in person myself this weekend. But I do think that the product is much better.
There's going to be, what, about 20 of you guys of that 84 team that's going to be in town this weekend. When you guys do get together, what's the conversation, or how excited are you for that next Tigers team to be able to finally get to the mountaintop and win a World Series?
Well, a great point, and I wish, and it's going to happen. It's taken way too long. Obviously, 40 years is the last baseball championship, but just think back to, you know, a few months ago, the Lions and how close they were, and the fans, and Michiganders, Tiger fans, all their sports, they're supported so well. And they're there waiting. They're chomping at the bit to have a parade and show them their love. And so, you know, I think back to all the years, again, how many years I played, obviously the championship, but how supportive the fans, they never forget you. And when you win a championship, that's forever. That's for life. And that's a very special meaning to have. And again, us older guys here this weekend are going to feel that love again. And again, that never gets old as well.
Alan, we talk about a young core. Who would you put in the core that the Tigers are building around?
Well, you got to start with Riley Green. I mean, that's first and foremost. He's number one. And on the pitching side, you got Tarik Skubal. And I, you know, going down the list, we don't really know exactly. I do think that there's others, but those two are the position players, Riley, and on the pitching side, it's Tarik Skubal. And we are growing. There's others. I think you guys can sense some of the youthfulness that we have, but they're gaining experience. So let's go back to our 84 team. We went through some tough times ourselves. It just didn't happen overnight. And you have to learn, I hate to say this, but you almost have to learn how to lose first. And it's got to tick you off. It really does. And we got to the point ourselves where, you know, we were tired of getting beat by, you know, the big boys. And we were in the American League East, which at that time was the best division in baseball. But it doesn't matter who you play. You need to win. And right now the boys are taking care of business. And I just hope that these next, you know, the month plus or so, that they can carry this momentum into next year. And I believe that will be very, very helpful.
I'm curious because you and Lou Whitaker were one of the great combos in all of baseball, shortstop, second base. And when you watch Sweeney, I know it's early, it's young, not a lot to go on, but then obviously Colt Keith at second base. How long does it take to develop the camaraderie, the teamwork that you two had that maybe we might be able to see with Sweeney and Keith?
Well, it's a process, and it's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, to say exactly how long it took for Lou and I mean, let's be honest, it took us at least a couple of years to really to get that timing. But the key is just going out there on a daily basis and getting that timing, all these different kinds of balls that take you to different spots on the field to know kind of where the guy throws the ball and just how firm it is or all these things that come into play. So, you know, Lou is a very, very talented player. My gosh, you know, again, I'm going to make my comment about he should be in the Hall of Fame, and it's an injustice. But the fact that going back to Colt and Trey, I've never met Trey. Making my rounds to the minor leagues, the trade, I was not in Toledo. I was there right before, and so I've never met him. I'm looking forward to this weekend to meeting him. But I have seen him, and I've been watching the games. He's a nice-looking athlete. I like the body, the way he can, you know, make the plays, and just being consistent. But it's going to take some time for Colt and Trey or anybody to really get that timing under their belt and be real good major leaguers. But you know what? You got to start somewhere. And right now, again, I like what I see.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are you seeing with Spencer Torkelson? You didn't mention him in the core, and he's certainly been up and down. So where is he in your estimation?
Well, he's part of the nucleus as well. But again, you know, when you start, I want to single all these guys out. I stand by with Riley and Scoos because they deserve it. They've earned that. The other guys, you know what, even though Torque last year hit the 31, but he's had a little rough go this year. But I know he's determined. I know behind the scenes this kid is working his tail off, and he's chomping at the bit to show everybody that he is the player that he showed last year. But again, you know, life doesn't always treat us, you know, the way we'd like it. It's not just always going to be, everything's going to be peaches and creams. We know that's not how it works. But adversity is what makes an athlete, in my opinion. That's part of the deal, picking yourself back up. And I think Torque has that in him, and looking forward to him having, you know, he's been doing well the last couple of weeks. And, again, I hope for him as well that he can, you know, finish the season on a good note.
How do you add, because obviously in 84, you guys were able to add some players that really took you, I mean, maybe you didn't need to take them over the top, but they obviously added to what you guys had as a team. And now you look and, hey, you've got Kerry Carpenter, Parker Meadows, Green, Young, Keith, Torque, Sweeney, Dingler. Like, you've got all of these young players. How do you add to that to make it even better without blocking some of those guys?
Great question. And, you know, when we went back to going back to the 84, I mean, going into the that season, we picked up, we signed Darrell Evans as a free agent. It's one of the first times that we had done that, you know, really a prominent player. And then we made the trade late in spring training, and we picked up Willie Hernandez, who was the Cy Young and MVP of that year. And also an unsung hero in Dave Bergman, who was a big part of our club. But Willie obviously was the key part. And I don't know if we're quite ready yet. And I think that's where management will come in, and they'll make those decisions. But you mentioned a few players of a potential core. That's what excites me. And, you know, you never can go wrong with pitching. We have some young guys, but, again, the nature of pitching and the way that they use their arms and guys getting hurt so often, not just with us, but everybody in baseball, you know, I do think that we'll always be looking to upgrade and add. So, again, that's just my two cents on the matter. But, again, the old saying about you, obviously, that would be true.
Alan Trammell, 84 Tigers, going to be celebrated on Saturday. We appreciate some of your time
this morning.
Have
a great weekend.
We will, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alan. What's that saying that they always – it looked like we lost him a little bit there at the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
As they always say – yep. Good stuff with Alan Trammell, though, and people should head out there. Reminder, first 15,000 people in attendance received that 84 replica jersey. The Legends will be signing autographs starting at 11 a.m. at the D Shop presented by Meyer. And they stress to you guys, if you're going to this game, get there early. Gates open at 4. Be in your seats by 5:30 for the pregame ceremony. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.